I'm going to follow your lead.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Today's episode is number 524. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2014. We have not recorded an episode since December 5th of 2013. So that's a nice break. So as you all know, you remember Brad and Waylon had to depart from the show because they had to get, or they're busy and all that good stuff. Busy,
wah, wah.
Drag queens, whatever, you know. So they're busy with that and all that good stuff. So I had to go out and do a search.
Like American Idol.
Yes, for the next podcast kind of superstar less than me. So I went out and did the search. And the only person I could find was someone that lived under a bridge. and exactly. So I want to introduce you all to my friend Roger.
Hola.
Who has decided he speaks only Spanish.
Sí.
So he repeats everything that I say in Spanish.
No.
So this is Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hello.
Closer
everyone.
To the mic.
Hello.
Closer to the mic.
Hello.
Not touching the mic. Hello, are you new?
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Okay. So what we're going to do is this, maybe the first couple episodes, we'll try to get into our groove because, you know, I've been doing this for a while. Roger is very nervous.
I'm sweating like a whore in church.
You said you like pooped your pants like five times today, right?
Like stinky poop.
And we've been planning this, okay, as you can tell. We've been planning this for how many months now? Like since December?
Yes.
Didn't we have like our first kind of meetup in December?
It was before the last episode you recorded. Right. So I had already known that those two douchebags were leaving. Love you. Mean it. Just kidding.
All right. So, and it feels kind of weird to be back at this because I've taken such a long break. I'm kind of like, oh, it's kind of weird.
It feels but really weird for me. I mean, I've been away for so long.
Closer to the mic.
Sorry.
Yeah. So Roger, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
No.
How old you are?
I am 15.
Well, okay, perfect. So you're a homeless teenager who is from what part of Mexico?
Chicago.
Well, it's a very Mexican place.
Very.
You live up here on the north side.
I do. I live close to Edgewater.
You live really close to Brad and Waylon.
Very close.
How many times have you
like ever, right underneath them?
Right, pretty much. You live like three streets away, maybe?
Yeah.
Not even that.
Mm-hmm.
So
if they still live in the same place, yes.
Yeah, they live on Edgewater Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh, hey everybody. Sorry.
Oh my God, you're such douche.
Yeah, we're not gonna we don't edit at this show, so no, don't say anything that you don't want heard because it's too late.
Hmm.
So what do you know about podcasting?
That's where I want my career to start.
Oh,
NPR. Hi, if you're listening, please.
I was going to ask you, where do you think podcasting will get you within a year? That's called dead air, and we don't like that.
I don't know. I mean, when you invited me to come on to the show, I was really nervous, but I was very, very honored because I have listened to the show several times, not faithfully as I should have because I'm that kind of douche.
Well, you'll never listen to it again.
No, so. Probably not. but it just, I really love talk radio. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice to come on to this.
Do you like This American Life?
Okay.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you become a podcaster, you actually have to like attempt to listen to other podcasts, right? To get to know people.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Will you be able to take on that responsibility?
Probably not. But I will try. No, just kidding. Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of, you know, people that you guys mentioned, especially in the last two episodes. It seems like there were podcasts that I was not taking advantage of.
Like,
I have listened to...
PNS Explosion?
Yes. They're fucking hilarious. Especially because I know Patrick Powers. Mm-hmm. Oh, bitch.
Oh, you know him?
Oh, yes,
how do
I
you
do.
Know him?
Through the circle of life. That's, yeah.
So you have a friend of a friend of a friend?
Something like
that.
Do
you know Noah?
No, but he's hot.
Yeah.
He's very cute. That I do know.
He's a yoga teacher and works at the aquarium.
Excuse me, sorry. Nope, never actually. Maybe I met him at like social parties, but.
You may have met him.
Yeah, but he's very cute.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what else do we have to talk about? What plans do we have for this podcast? Because this is not a podcast that's really known for structure, content. What else are we not really known for? Funny.
Wow.
We basically talk about two or three things. Penis.
Mm.
Poop.
Mm.
And balls.
Well, also periods.
Oh, yeah, we talk a lot about periods.
And vagina, which is oddly enough. I don't understand.
Well,
why.
We have to have those in life. And even as gay men, we still need to acknowledge.
Gay?
Oh. Did I out you? Whoops.
Oopsie. yeah, I think I did that a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, the rainbow like follows you. It should follows you. Oh, y'all, my country's coming out.
Ooh, that bunkin's coming out.
So, we talked about, like, stuff we're going to do. We're going to try to do, like, pop culture stuff. Of course, that requires me to watch, like, Real Housewives of, like, whatever city.
Okay, so...
Because you're
addicted. Wait. Let me just give you a little bit of information regarding our first meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're telling people our business now.
Totally.
Okay.
So he comes to me and he tells me, you know, that he... Actually, I did not actually get invited personally. I was text messaged that he would like for me to be a part of the show. And I said, that's awesome. How much am I getting paid?
Mm.
And then he put a big fat zero. And I said, let me get back to you. No, I immediately said yes, of course. And then, excuse me, he wanted to discuss maybe taking the show in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the last two episodes. And I know the following is very, very, like, loyal.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to some of the voicemails from those two shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be impossible. Because I thought,
a lot of hard shows or a lot of hard shoes to fill.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, people loved Brad and Leland.
They can suck at.
Right. I don't know if they'll
I mean, did this just become like the Brad and Waylon like bashing show?
No,
Brad Waylon, I love you guys. I do have some really big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
But I love you guys.
You can do it, Ryan.
Hello. Have you seen my penis?
I told him.
It can fill most things.
I told them you were funny, so please be funny. I through Facebook, I was talking to a few people and I was like, when we're together, we laugh a lot. So I think when we're together here,
by
we
the
can
way,
laugh a lot.
Segue to Sunday when we were sitting at Chili's for the last meeting prior to this radio thing, excuse me, podcasting. We literally were crying in tears because we were laughing so fucking hard.
What were we laughing about?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
But
what was it? We were talking about some show or something. I don't remember. See, that's why we need to record it.
Yeah, because it was pretty fucking funny. I can't.
No, we were in the car. Oh. It's because you were trying to. All right. So before we go further, there is one thing that Roger and I have, I don't know what you would call it. Fandom, love for.
Infatuation.
Infatuation is with
Mariah Carey.
We love her.
So I just want to let you, I just want to forewarn all of the listeners, this will eventually become
the Mariah Carey knitting show.
Yeah. The Mariah Carey macaroon knitting show.
Slash Janet Jackson.
Yes, because I am a huge, so any listener who's a huge Janet Jackson fan,
they're your favorite already.
Yes, I love you guys already automatically. If you despise either of those women,
you're dead to us.
Unsubscribe immediately. just hit the button.
So we're in the car and we're on our way home. And Roger's like,
I can't
even. You know I can sing like her. And I'm like, oh, really? Do it. You guys, I wish I could have recorded that because it sounded like a janky hot mess.
Just to preface
and,
it.
Oh, he's like, I had a macaroon. I can't I can't do it right now. It's, you know, it's just the cream and the macaroon.
Essentially, I pulled a Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Because that's something she would have totally done. Let's be clear. Right. I can't hit those notes because I just had some champs.
Right.
I mean, really? bitch, you were called the voice. What was it? The voice or the golden voice or whatever her name was.
Come on.
Look, Canary, I need you to open that trap.
Right. We love Mariah Carey. What do we love about her new song? Everything.
Yes.
What do we love about the video? It fucking sucks.
I will have to say she looks hot. But first, her titties are not starting to move to the back. Right. What is wrong with that?
First, in the video, you're not naked because somebody did not edit your video right. And you can just see the nude bra. So,
oh yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that.
No, but I didn't know. Did you notice the golden wings in the back?
Yeah. And why did the beginning was like the middle of honey?
You know, that's interesting because I thought that same fucking thing. I'm like, why are you in a cave and then you're in honey?
Right.
You're walking out of the pool.
Right.
You're in a fucking cave in Puerto Rico. Like, bitch, get it together. I mean.
All right. But we love Mariah Carey and her new album's coming out. So we're probably going to be talking about that.
This is what happens when you get two Mariah Carey fans. You dissect everything. I'm sure most of you are aware that's what most people do.
Yeah. We dissect everything to the point where we hate her. But then we love her.
Because she's like she is, as I told Ricky on Sunday, she's a gif. 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 Whatever the fuck you want to pronounce it. She is that keeps on giving. Yeah.
So Roger and I were in a GIF message. No popping.
Oh,
watch your peas. Don't do that. Watch it. But yeah, we were sending each other GIFs. I kind of like doing that. It's fun.
So
but then my phone gets filled up with them and I have to delete them.
Yeah. Well, and that's unfortunate because you want to use some of the ones that you're like, oh, I have a good one.
Right. No. And then you delete it and you can't find it.
No. Oh, I'm fast with the Tumblr.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even use Tumblr. I just type in Google what I want. And
well, that's kind
of. I don't open up Tumblr because every time I open it up, there's a big fat penis on it and it embarrasses the shit out of me when I'm in public. Or you just hear,
oh, well, see, that's just your problem because you need to turn
I don't follow. Well, first, I don't follow people. Well, I unfollowed people that were posting
speak
porn.
English.
This is the end of episode 520, whatever it is.
Apparently I got disqualified.
You were fired from your free job.
Thank you. All I got was a fucking mason jar.
Don't you love drinking out of the mason jar?
It makes me
it's
feel
classy.
It makes me feel country. I was raised in the city.
You were raised down on the south side.
No.
West side.
Northwest side.
West side.
West side.
Don't.
Yeah. No gang signs over a podcast.
He is afraid to come over to my house. Or okay. Why are you afraid?
Let me explain to you where he lives. There's a lot of mansions, a lot of white people. I get scared. I mean, it's like too much money. Like, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
You run away from it.
I do. Actually, it's this area is
still
what
up and coming.
Chicago likes to call up and coming. That term has been overused in the last maybe 20 years.
Right.
It's like
everywhere is up and coming.
God damn it, my fucking leg is up and coming. So it's stupid. But it's they're trying to gentrify it, and unfortunately all the brown people are like, No.
No. We're not leaving.
We like the paper that floats on the street. And the half-eaten cheeseburgers, the half-drunk bottles of vodka, and...
Well, that's everywhere you go. Like, I don't understand... Well, Evanston is not Chicago.
But oddly enough, that was something that you guys discussed on the last
show.
It's
a suburb. It's like it's a so close to Chicago, but not really Chicago, because you can't go to Evanston on the train at 3 a.m.
Actually, I think it is it is a suburb.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Chicago.
There's a different terminology when it comes to suburb and an actual, like, different city,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? Right? Like, if it's within a 5-mile radius or something?
No, because some people say they're 2 hours away and they're still in a suburb or Chicago.
They're fucking... I hate people who are like, oh, I'm from Chicago. Where'd you grow up? Oh, in Schaumburg. No, bitch. You're not from Chicago. Look, I will bring that RuPaul... What was that girl's name that did that?
Oh,
I'm from Chicago. Yeah. No. Don't even play. You're not from Chicago, bitch. Right. You are from Schaumburg.
Or home from of IKEA.
Skankakee.
What's Skankakee?
I can't even say it. Kankakee.
What's Kankakee?
It's
That's a city name?
Skankakee. Skankakee, a.k.a. Kankakee.
I've never heard of that place before, but I love that.
It is right behind...
Is it like full of American Indians or something?
No, it's right behind Joliet. Yeah, over there. It's divided by a river.
Oh.
That is also housing a jail.
Is that the jail that they filmed Breaking or Prison Break in?
Maybe
it's not running anymore.
No, but. It's running.
Oh, then it's just
no. This one. Well, you know what? I may be wrong. It may not be running, but there's like the river,
mm-hmm.
and then
a jail,
and then Skankakee.
So they try to make it like Alcatraz, but it didn't work.
No,
yeah.
I think Skankakee, and I think the river is like, it's like toxic.
Oh, just like the Chicago River, full of dead people from the 1800s.
Ooh.
From the fire.
So I've like boated on the river.
Ooh.
I was so fucking terrified. I'm like, if I fall, my skin's gonna
melt off.
I'm terrified. First of all, let's get something clear. I do not like large bodies of water. If I can't feel the ground, it's I'm done.
You're
like
done.
I'm terrified. But so I can you go swim, which is odd.
You
right?
go to the lake here. I've been a couple times.
No. Because every time I go near the lake, I start to itch. It's like when I go to Walmart.
Wait, first, you live in Chicago. Why do you go to Walmart?
Well, I don't. But when I have...
You itch.
It's like I got fucking an STD.
Oh, it's called Walmart.
Yes, Walmart. My doctor's like, well, so you have the Walmart.
No, you have the Walmarts.
Right. Walmarks with the K.
Walmarks. This salve will help you out with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's every time. I can't. I used to go when I was a kid, but I feel like the water got even worse. And since I have eczema, it's awful.
Well, you know, when you lived in Florida for like 12 years and then you come here and you're like, people are like, oh, let's go to the beach. I'm like, where?
Ew.
And they're like, oh, let's go to Hollywood Beach. It's awesome. I'm like, it's like rough fucking rock sand. That shit hurts. And the water's fucking cold as hell. Like, it was like
I'm
July.
I'm sorry, Ricky.
And
we all didn't migrate from West Virginia to Florida.
Virginia, get it right.
Appa fucking Leisha. That's all I gotta say.
No, it's Appalachia.
Look, these white people try to be Mexican. Appalachia. That's like in Spanish when you say iron.
Appalachian.
In Spanish, you say you... pronounce iron plancha. See, you see the correlation? Plancha, elancha, Iggy. You motherfucker trying to take all our shit.
Like iron that you iron with?
Yeah, iron.
Oh, I thought you meant like
that.
That
Tony's gonna beat your ass over there.
Ain't nobody beat my ass.
Okay. But anyway, okay.
So, Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit. Is there anything else you want to talk about? What we're going to do on the show? You want to bring to the show?
Well, okay. So hopefully it can bring some pop culture. I'm very passionate about politics Real and House religion.
Or Housewives.
Yes. Stop trying to steer me away from that. See, you know, this is what I was trying to be like. Oh, so we're going to talk about like things that are in the news. Like, I seriously thought this was going to be like fucking NPR. But no, clearly it's not.
That one never.
I know. Well, because you guys, your listeners are kind of like hardcore.
Yeah. If we have to talk about poop, periods, and penis.
I know.
If we don't talk about that, not necessarily in that order.
We're going to lose listeners, no, aren't
like
we?
Like, people will riot. You know what's going on over like in the Ukraine right now? Like, people are rioting. That's what happens when you don't talk about poop, periods, or penis.
I know. It's kind of scary. Like, I feel like I'm going to walk out today and be like, you fucked up the show, asshole.
Roger's like, I'm done.
This sucks. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just want to bring hopefully some laughter in people's lives and my knowledge in pop culture, because I'm a reality whore. Really, I'm a whore. Just I mean, period. But
oh, you touched period.
It did. Oh my god, I hit a note! Yay. I hit that note that I didn't hit on Sunday when I was in the car with Ricky. Okay, I just want to preface it by saying that I had... Actually, I am a singer. I do sing. I actually am a pretty good singer. And I can get close to those notes.
Please, do it.
No.
Like, could you give us a sample right now?
But the funny thing about Sunday...
Oh, you had water, you can't.
No, wait, I had soda. I did. The funny thing about Sunday is that as I was driving Ricky home and we're discussing this, I'm literally like, oh yeah, amping it up.
Yeah.
And Ricky's like, literally like, I think.
On the edge.
I think he actually like thought I was going to do it, because I knew the entire time I wouldn't be able to do it because I knew where my voice was at. And he's like, literally with anticipation, and I go to hit the note and it was like, and he literally lost his shit. I mean, you were like pissing in your pants.
Because you were like trying to do the Mariah hands.
Well, I was doing,
like,
yeah.
You're like putting your finger in your ear. You know, and it's like. Oh.
The only thing that was missing was a fucking huge fan and a, like, the right side of my face with glasses and some, I just, yeah.
And your big boobs.
And my boobs.
Like, are super big boobs, though.
They're kind of there.
Okay, so before we go into like questions that people ask you, I just want to talk about like maybe why it took me so long to do a show.
Oh, we gotta talk about it.
It's all about me. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is, you know, we take a break over the holiday anyway, but during this break, and I talked to you guys about it before, but I had a breakdown.
Break down.
The person that owned our condo decided to sell it. So that meant we had to find a place to live. So that took a little bit. Well, it wasn't so much immediately as in I'm going crazy and I need to do it now.
Right. Because that's so how you are.
We found a place.
Anal.
Yeah. And you know, it took us a little while to do that, and it took us almost 2 weeks to get this place situated. It's still a little messy, but you know, we're still
it's a dump.
Yeah. Well,
no, it's actually really cute.
So Tony and I had to downsize. I mean, the apartment's bigger, it's just set up different than what our one bedroom was. But we actually donated.
Maybe got
like,
a little gas.
Right. We actually donated like 21 boxes of clothes, home goods, shoes. It was ridiculous.
You know, I have to say that purging is.
It felt good.
It's good.
But it made me sad because I was getting rid of my skinny clothes and I felt fucking fat as hell. And I was like, someone deserves these that are skinny.
Oh, girl, you'll be fine. You'll get over it.
So I don't know if the sound is different in here because we're in a smaller room than we used to be. Anyway, random. Another thing that really, really took me off track, whatever, is everyone knows I have Ivy and Azelle. So one day Tony and I took the dogs out. Ivy is playing, running in the snow, and then she jumps, hits the ice, and starts limping.
Oh,
so
poor little baby.
We're like, all right, maybe she sprained her leg, and you know, we'll just wait, see if it gets better. Well, like 3 days later, it's not better. So we take her to the vet, and where I like literally when I got the news, you would have thought my first child had died.
Like, my dad.
Right. She actually ripped her ACL in her leg.
Ripped it like a paper.
Like ripped it in half, couldn't walk on it.
That makes
we
me
had
sad.
Two options.
Sad skis.
Yeah. I cried like I was the bad parent, like I was going to be sent to jail.
You were. DCFS was called.
Right. ACF.
Or
animals,
yeah, ACF.
Children, whatever. So the vet said, well, you have two options. You can not
send her back and get a refund.
No. They said you could not do the surgery to fix her leg. Eventually, she'll be able to walk on it, but it's going to have really bad arthritis, and she's going to have to be on pain medication for the rest of her life.
That's awful.
Or you can get a $3,500 surgery and fix her leg. And that's when I had the breakdown.
That's like, yeah.
I was like, oh my God. If I don't get the surgery, I might as well just put her to sleep.
Dramatic.
You know, I mean, it was very dramatic. Tony was like, get a hold of yourself. What is wrong with you?
Get it together.
Yeah. The doctor was like,
I mean, if y'all can see his
right.
face,
it was just like, sorry. First, I don't know if I could be, I don't know if I could be a vet and give somebody a choice like that because some. I was very fortunate in what I did.
Mm-hmm.
We did get the money to pay for the surgery, but it was very expensive and very hard. It was $3,000.
And thank you to all those people who donated.
Why haven't I gotten to that?
Oh,
part?
Sorry.
A little. So my friend Kevin was like, you should see, like, set up like a GoFundMe account and see if maybe, you know, friends, family, listeners would help you out with the bill.
Do you think
and
I should start one for my new tits?
Sorry. Reduction?
Oh. Ba 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 boom.
Clunk. So I looked online. I was like, well, I'll try this. So I set up the account and I only set it to the goal of paying for half of the bill. You know, so.
Right.
I would be responsible for the other half and see if people would donate for the other half. I got 100% of those donations. And I want to say thank you to all the listeners, Facebook friends, actual friends, family members, because I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. Like, that is so generous of people.
It's
and
very generous.
I got some slack from other people saying, or not directly to me, but was like, why do you have a dog if you can't afford it?
Okay, wait. So let me just discuss those people because
mm-hmm.
I have something to say about them. It is not, I repeat, it is not about getting those donations because you can't afford a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you can't afford to take care of that bill. It's because there are people out there who are willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That out of the goodness of their heart are willing to donate. You know, because they know that these pets mean so much to themselves and, you know, whatever. Right. It doesn't matter. Those people can suck it.
Right. That's basically how I felt. Mm. But then I was kind of pissed because I was like, how dare them?
Yeah.
But you know what? I got the money. People were generous. And I'm sorry people were upset about
you know what,
it.
Though? But we discussed this when you had... When it first happened. Mm. You and I discussed it because you were like, maybe I should start a GoFundMe. And I think, you know... I think it, at first I'm kind of the same way. There's certain things that I think you should use.
I didn't
those want for.
To do it. I didn't feel comfortable really doing it at first. Because
no.
I was like,
but you know what? Though, there's people out there that are. That's. I mean, they're good people. Mm-hmm. You know. I mean, you just. That's a very nice thing to have.
So I got the money. We've already paid half of the bill off, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay the other half, and hopefully.
There
won't be any other shoes.
Just the half, or did you get the actual 3,000?
No, I got half of the three. Well, 1,700.
Okay,
which is a little bit more than half.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Awesome.
But a lot of people are also concerned because they're like, "Why didn't you get insurance for the dogs?" Well, even if we still would have had insurance for the dog, they in pet insurance doesn't cover the type of injury that she had for the first year that you have the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have had to pay that much anyway because
it's a fluke. It's kind of a fluke because I had pet insurance for Cuba. I have a Chihuahua, and it literally was a waste of money because not only are you not able to pay for that stuff, like they don't pay for that stuff the first year, it's subsidized. So you don't even get a percentage back, which is not, I mean, who wants to pay $3,000 and get back $200? What's the point? Right. It doesn't make any sense.
When you pay a premium of $500 each
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm still looking into it because I think it's still good for like dental and stuff like that. But
I don't know if you have looked at PetSmart. PetSmart has a really good, if you pay like monthly, where it includes all that stuff. And if there is something that happens, like I think I may have told you that, they pay a certain amount or it's subsidized to the point where it's really, really reasonable. Mm-hmm. So that's another
one. Because actually, the surgery that Ivy had was the cheapest surgery that we could get. And fortunately, she was under 40 pounds and she was eligible for that surgery. If it would have been the other surgery, which is like it's called like a tibia break or tibia rotation, that would have been a $5,000 surgery.
Oh my God.
And I probably,
bitch,
I don't know what I would have done. I was like, I got to go work the corner. I got to go work at Jewel, Dominic. Well, not Dominic's anymore. Sam.
I know.
You know.
Have you gone into a Jewel recently?
I hate Jewel.
Like fucking.
I hate Jewel.
I mean, it's like the apocalypse is coming.
Every day.
Every day.
And when it snows, oh my God.
It's like batshit crazy.
Right.
Ugh.
So, you want to get into some like stuff people want to know about you?
Sure. Are you done
talking? Oh, about yes. I'm glad to be back. Sorry it took so long. I'm really sorry about that. But it did feel good not to have any responsibility. That did feel good. But we're going to get back. We're going to try to, well, we'll probably do this weekly, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
So, and every third Wednesday, which today happened to be the third Wednesday this month, we do a live show.
Got it. We were going to do it. I told
right.
you.
And you were like, no, that's not what you said. I asked you, do you think we should do a live show? And you're like, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, no. I said, well, okay, to be fair, did say I'm nervous. But had he pushed a little further, I would have been like, that's fine. I mean, hello, I'm here now. Hola.
Well, yeah, you say that. Whatever.
Asshole.
All right, so you ready to get some information here?
Sure.
I have my iPad here with some questions.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
So we had some...
Bring it on. No.
No.
My gift is a little dry.
It's, yeah. You should not be giving it. It's so bad. Wow. So we had some questions from Twitter and Facebook.
These are people hoping that they're interesting.
These are people that you'll eventually... get to know.
I just want to, before you continue, I just want to send out a shout out to Lala
because
she reached out to me and on the show.
Or which Lala? There's two. Lala Lauren?
Lala Lauren.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Ex-roommate?
What'd she say to you? Yeah.
She didn't personally, but just through conversation.
She hates you.
I know, right? So, well, she did friend request me.
Oh, even more.
I know. Fuck.
All right. So this is like getting to know Roger. You want to sing the song?
Getting to know Roger. Ratchet.
Okay. Joe in Dallas asks,
hola, Joe.
What makes you interesting outside of being friends with the ginger?
Well, he's technically not ginger.
I'm a faux ginger.
No.
Like half.
He's like, wow. I mean, I think she wakes up in the morning and puts on some ginger. What? Repeat the question again. And he's from
what?
Texas?
He's from Dallas, Texas.
Ooh, Dallas. Love Dallas.
He's a lovely black gentleman.
Oh. I'll have some chocolate in a while.
I don't know. What makes you interesting outside of being friends with the ginger? Exactly. Next question.
What makes me interesting? You know, I that's kind of hard. Okay, so just to preface it, I had someone from Growler ask me, I know. Grr. So are you handsome? Because I guess my picture is kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I kind of laughed a little bit. I was like, so I sent him a picture. Of course, it was my penis. And he was like, oh, my God, you're hot. Oh, and by the way that Ricky and I, should we tell him the autograph story?
Sure.
Sorry. Good. Popping.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell that later, but because that's kind of funny. But anyway, so I sent him a picture of my face and he was like, oh, yeah, you're cute. And so I was trying to send him a message explaining why. So it's like, that question's a little interesting.
Right.
And I was like, he's like, well, why is it interesting? After I had sent him the picture, I sent the message and I'm like, I go, it's a little interesting. I'm like, because I'm not that kind of guy that just goes around and be like, yeah, dude, I'm hot. I'm fucking like super hot. No. Mm-hmm. Like, so what makes me interesting? You'll have to figure that out. There's a lot of things that are, I'm very dimensional, so I don't know.
I don't know what that means, but let's just skip to the next question.
I hope that answers your question. Joe.
And we'll even take more questions like the next show.
Yeah.
Yes, well, bring on Joe the and Dallas has several questions.
Oh, bring it on.
Joe and Dallas ask, have you actually seen Ricky's pot of gold?
Only in pictures.
Really?
Well, maybe not maybe not that pot of gold. Wait, are you talking about like the pot of gold, the art exhibit from like, have you heard of the asshole exhibit?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the close-ups?
Yes. Oh my God, I saw pictures of that today. Wow.
Is it here in Chicago? Is it here in Chicago? If people can't see.
I know, I forgot. This is actually like be recorded. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's in New York. Yes, I have seen it.
Joe and Dallas asks, does Ricky keep his lederhosen in the closet or under his clothes?
Actually, it's just out.
It's just out and proud.
I mean, Have you met her?
He has actually. He's come to Chicago.
Yeah. Then you know.
Boyfriend. Joe and Dallas and Melinda Marissa Miranda.
Wow.
Asks.
Melissa Miranda. Hello.
Melissa Melinda Miranda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Melinda. Melissa Melinda Miranda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You'll meet her in September when you go to Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
Tay chic.
Mm-hmm. Pink or brown?
See, I Lala asked, I think she asked me that question too.
Mm-hmm.
And so my response to her was, if you're referring to pussy or asshole,
no,
obviously.
None of that.
Okay. Just the color?
Pink or brown is a question we ask everyone.
Doesn't
like
matter.
Like we guess the color of people's nipples. Are they pink or are they brown?
Oh, no, they're brown. Honey, well, I'm brown.
Clearly. Yeah.
I mean,
I wouldn't even have to like ask you to show me.
Actually, it's, I
don't
even know. Nope, they're brown. And I have inverted nipples. So all of you guys, if you want to know something that makes me
put them baloney nipples away.
So Joe in Dallas, if you wanted to know something interesting, there you go. I have inverted
garlic
nipples.
Baloney nipples that are inverted.
They're a little they're chai.
Edwards from Twitter asked,
what up, Scramble?
Do you intend to become a drag queen in the future?
No. That was my foot stomping on the floor. No.
Don't, because, well, actually, it's okay. No one lives under us right now. So.
Wait, there's an apartment available here?
Under? Yeah.
If there's no parking.
Oh, well, good luck in Chicago.
Right. Thank you. That's why I'm moving to Evanston.
Yeah.
I'm going to be one of those.
Never see each other.
Oh, duh. Hello. I have this fabulous show.
You have this fabulous show? Okay. So Ed Chan asks, how are you entrapped by Ricky?
I'm in a fucking closet with the door closed locked.
This is bigger than a closet.
No, I'm just kidding. It's like a New York apartment in here. I'm not even going to lie. I think if I were to open up the closet doors that are to my right, there'd be a kitchen and a bathroom. It's like it's a convertible.
This is a second bedroom. Come on.
I mean, first of all, there is a dresser drawer, if you will. Oh, there is a dresser drawer, actually. Yeah. And
these are CDs that I'm...
Right.
Normally, this table is long ways, but I move it for the recording.
For the recording. Yeah. Got it. This joke is going bad.
Yeah, you suck. If you were in if you were in the Trail of Tears, what role would you play? The Pioneers, the American Indians, or the Buffalo? Wait, first, do you know what the Trail of Tears is?
No, but I'm going to go ahead and No, but I'm going to say the Indians. Because I'm brown.
Oh my God, you don't know what the Trail of Tears are?
No, I was going to look it up, but I was like, I felt like a douche looking it
up. That's like fifth grade history.
No,
I don't remember. It's like when all the white people ran the Indians away.
And
it's like
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Weren't they fucking fed their own food and then killed? Hello. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So I was close. I guess I'd be an Indian.
Close enough. Kill, but no cigar. Marry, fuck.
Oh my God. So wait. I would kill. Sorry. Beep boop.
Well, can I say the names?
Yeah, I would kill Sandra Day O'Connor.
Okay.
I would. See, this is where I struggled. Because I love Cheryl. But what was the other one?
Who?
Cheryl. I can't do it because I can't really, my mouth is dry.
You have Diet Coke
that's like
and water next
that's
to you.
Half empty. Thank you. Bottle service. I wish this was actually being recorded. You'd see my hand gestures. Right. I'm very animated.
Sure.
So who's the other one? Cher and
Patti LuPone.
See, this is where I struggle. Because I feel like if I were to fuck Patti LuPone, she'd scream and I could match her high notes, like Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, fucking Cher would be amazing. You'd be like, oh, oh, ew, oh, ew, oh, ew, and ew, a lot of, oops.
It's not hate. It's not hair bearbs. It's hair oops. It's kind of, like when she doesn't put her words together, or she doesn't say separate words anymore. She has one name, so all the words are one name.
It's like one fucking, it's one word. Just one word for everything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking Ricky. You're fucking at my show. I would probably fuck Cher, as the Latinos would say, and probably marry Patty Chair. Oh, vamos a ver Cher. It's like you're gonna go look at a chair.
What?
Anyways,
chair.
Chill.
Melinda Melissa Miranda asks you
the three like M.
Just call her three M's.
M
or
M and
M squared or M cubed.
Bitch, I need you to count M squared.
Any good poop stories?
I was actually thinking about that. Because I knew I was going to get asked that. So the only real good one I have of me was when I was about, I would probably say 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 11. But anyway, so I was really young. We were at my uncle's house, and my sister and my cousin were in the bathtub playing. I think it was cold.
How old are they?
They're... younger. They were, my cousin's 1 year younger than me, and my sister's 3 years younger than I. They weren't naked. They were just playing in the back. Because couldn't go outside because it was kind of cold. No, it wasn't winter, but it was starting to get cold, and they still wanted to play in the pool because my uncle had a pool. So instead, they went in the tub. And I was like, okay.
Oh, that's not even close to a pool.
Clearly. So they run into the bathtub, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go poop. I need to go poop really bad. They shut the door and locked it behind them because they didn't want to let me go first.
Why? I wonder.
I don't know.
Because you're about to explode.
So
you're about to have an explosion.
I'm literally in my bathing suit.
In your Speedo at 11.
I can't even.
So I've seen those videos.
Wait. So I'm in my bathing suit, which was not a Speedo, or it was just like a pair of shorts. But I had like underwear, like just regular underwear on. Mm-hmm. And I was in the hallway banging on the door. And my uncle was like, stop banging on the door. And I'm like, well, I need to use the washroom. And he's like, you can hold on. And I'm like... I can't even. Mm-hmm. And I pooped all on myself. And the worst part was is that it wasn't even soft. It was like hard poop. Like
so it like pointed out.
No. It was like little rocks.
Clear. Like rabbits.
little pellets. So anyway, it was needless to say, it was a little embarrassing because I had to sit. I had to like, I wasn't sitting, I was standing, but I had to stand there for like 20 minutes.
Like in your poopy pants.
like an elderly. And I was mortified. No. The story gets better. Uh-huh. So then they finally open the door after I was like, oh my God, I just went in my pants. They open the door. They're like, and all blasé about it. Well, now you can use the washroom. And walked out of the fucking bathroom. I was livid. Because, of course, at this point, I was
How'd you dump the poop out?
What? Okay, so here it comes. So then as they're coming out, I'm like, I pooped in my pants. And my sister and my cousin's like, you what? Oh my God, it stinks. They ran and tell my uncle.
Oh.
It was pitch black outside. And he's like, you need to go downstairs. Three flights of downstairs. Throw them in the garbage. Mind you, I'm like 9 and
in Chicago.
I'm completely terrified. Right. I'm like, I'm not walking downstairs and going to throw my poopy pants in the garbage.
I'm not talking about poopy pants.
I was like, it's not my fault. And I was like,
I want to keep my poo-poo pants.
It's like little rocks. Like, do you remember?
I want to put them in the rock tumbler.
It was like I watered them and rocks came out. It was like that game. You remember that? Those like rocks, the rock formation. So I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, and by the way, he's like, take out the garbage while you're at it. And I was like, oh my God, you're such an asshole. So I literally like had to go outside and take them to the garbage.
Oh, my
poopy pants. Bitch, well, every important person is right here. But anyway, so yeah, that's a fun.
So you ready for some more questions? I love your poopoo story.
Yeah, totally.
Lala Lauren.
Oh, hi. Or Lauren. I don't know you, but by the way, your picture's pretty hot. Her profile picture, she's pretty.
She's got like tits for days.
Is she Jewish?
Half.
Oh. I was right. Got it. Anyway.
She asked holesies, halfsies, or nunsies.
Oh, I actually answered this for her already. But I would say that generally I would probably go with halfsies because at least you're getting half of something.
Okay, another. It's not even related to like getting anything.
I know, but that's because I'm not in the know, goddammit.
Holesies is uncut. Halfsies is partially cut. Nunsies is...
No cut. Or cut. Yeah. No, total holesies. I love uncut.
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a cut.
Your holesies?
Holesies, yeah. All right, that's not... I used to be ashamed of that when I was younger.
What?
Right. And then I was
Then you discovered, like, white people were like, oh, shit, that's different.
No, I discovered a porn booth.
Oh.
Everyone was like, I want a piece of that. Oh. Yeah.
I've never
at like 16.
Anything. At a bookstore? At 16?
Quit popping your peas.
That's what they were saying in the bookstore.
Anyway.
Top or bottom?
Versatile.
Oh, I'm sorry. Innie or outie?
Innie is what I answered her.
Tampon or diva cup?
A diva cup, clearly.
Do you know what a diva cup is?
No, but it sounds amazing. If you like Mariah Carey, it's a diva cup, girl.
So a diva cup is used by women instead of a tampon.
Right.
They put this little cup inside, and it collects their menstrual blood.
Uh-huh.
And then they pull it out, and then they pour it wherever they need to pour it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay.
That's like some like acrobatic shit if you don't get it everywhere.
Like, I just can't imagine. Like,
oh my god, fingers. Wait. So I have a real quick story about that. So I was speaking about periods and vagina. So when I used to work at a bank, I was about 2021. I don't know.
Which was like 28 years ago.
Yeah. No, because I'm 15. Because I'm 15. So anyway. So
I pooped my pants 4 years ago.
It was like, yeah, it was 4 or 5. Anyway, so I was working in the teller line because I start off as a teller. And we're in a drive-thru, kind of like one of those where it's a hybrid. So it's a drive-thru and a
front counter.
Yeah. And it was really cold. And one of my teller coworkers, who is Polish, I don't know if she's alive, so I'm just going to say she is, was really cold. And so she decided to hover over the little heater. And let's just say that it was a very warm smell. It was. She was on her rag.
Oh, so it was like fishy?
Like bloody fucking fishy. It was nasty. So you know how, like, if you have a cut in your mouth and you bleed and you taste it?
Like
you,
iron?
Yeah.
It smelled like warm.
And she would like put the heater in front of her vagina. Ugh. And I'm like, how do you tell somebody quit putting the heat in the vagina?
Because girl.
I mean, how do you say that? And she was kind of a bitch. So I literally was just like, of course, I'm very like expressive. So I'm like, no. I can't hide anything in my face. No. So I was like, oh, well, hey, girl, you're a little warm. Maybe just put your hands in front of like. Anyway, go ahead.
Maybe I should go pound it for you.
No, not at all. Yeah. No.
Herb.
Oh.
All right. So, last question. Paper or plastic?
Oh, plastic. If it's recyclable.
Paper is recyclable.
Well, okay. Well,
you should say, I bring my own bags.
I do, generally. The reason why I said plastic is because they have that now, like, recyclable, like, plastic, kind of. So that's why I said that.
Because bags suck.
They do, kind of. But I normally wouldn't want paper either. I would want something that's recyclable to use.
Or your own bag. We have a ton of
Right, like, yeah, if it's my own bag, then yeah. Because isn't it, like, disposable material or whatever?
Yeah, it recycles itself. Usually it just falls apart within a year or whatever.
Right.
So. That looks like all the questions. Let me just verify.
That's y'all. Nice.
That was a belch.
So Baron Frosty.
Oh yes,
his prayers have been answered. I have no idea what that means.
He's special.
That clearly is not in reference to me.
No,
I think that's because the show got was back.
It got picked up for an 8th season.
We don't.
April 19th will be 8 fucking years I've been doing this show.
We don't know how long this is going to go for, by the way.
Right.
According to Ricky.
May not make it till April 19th.
Who, by the way, is turning 45 next week.
No.
In two weeks,
I'm turning 37.
I love how you... Okay, first of all, bitch can't count.
She was like, no, I'm a 37.
She was like Tara Reid at that fucking New Year's Eve party. Wait. 10, 12, 9, 6. I was there at that party. P.S.
Oh, in Chicago?
Yes. I met her that night.
Oh, she, hot mess.
Love her. Wait. So she comes up to me after the countdown. After all this, we didn't know that this was going on because we were in like the something floor. Like we were above. where mm-hmm. it was happening. So after midnight struck, she came back up. So first, when she first got there, she was kind of like, she wasn't out of it. She mm-hmm. was still kind of lucid. And, you know, very nice. You know, her handlers were all like, I hate saying that word, by the way, because I feel like they're fucking like Ring Body Brothers in the town. Handlers. Mm-hmm. Here comes the animal. So anyway, so she is really nice, very kind of quiet, you know. We take pictures with her, whatever.
And before then she turned into a woohoo girl.
Then she turned into the Tara Reid we all saw on the papers.
Right.
Which was fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I kind of gravitated towards her because for some reason,
she's an awesome spirit.
Stars just gravitate. Oh my God. Wait a minute. So then she comes up to me and I'm getting a drink and she looks at me. I was like, oh, hi. I was like, how's your New Year's been? And she's like, oh, it's really good. You know, I'm having a great time. And she's kind of like wooing back and forth. Mm-hmm. And her handler is like, you know, like talking to her. And then she's literally out of nowhere in mid-conversation stops and she goes, now, if you can see me, she puts her hand towards me and she goes, oh my God. Doesn't he have like this amazing aura? Well,
she doesn't even know what that means. She probably said areola.
My friend was standing next to me. I literally looked at her and I was like, oh.
Besties.
And I was like, and I looked over to my best friend. I was like, and and the best part was her handler, which was like her best friend or whatever, mm-hmm. of course, like for the night. He's like, oh my God, I totally picked that up as was he well. Gay?
Oh,
gayer than 1995.
I graduated that year.
Actually, there's like he's like gayer than Christmas 1954. Real gay.
Well, that's I don't really know how gay that is, but.
Super.
It's like gayer than rainbows.
Yeah. He created rainbows.
Was he essentially cute?
No. Oh. He was like this, like he needed to eat.
God created rainbows.
Okay. So that's my little Tara Reid story.
Alrighty. Well, I think we got all the questions. Of course, if there's more, please. Let us know.
Yes, please find out if send any questions you guys.
Oh, a lot of people are like, who's Roger? Hello.
Hi.
Roger. Hi, Roger. I said Roger is nervous for the first show. Any words of wisdom for him on Twitter? And Brady says,
hi, Brady.
You're not the first. You won't be the last. Make Ricky feel like royalty, and it's all good. Looking forward to it.
Eat your words, bitch. Just eat your words. Because I will be the last, I guarantee you. Just kidding. I know. Why? Like, why are you trying to? He's like trying to start a fight.
He's trying to start a fight over her.
What was his name? Brady.
Brady. I think it's Brady.
Is he cute? Bradley Brady. B. Bro. Bra.
He's good looking. He's got a one of the dimple soap.
He's got the jail. No.
Yeah. He's cute. No, it's cute. Look.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, he is handsome.
Look, so you're being rude before you even looked at him.
Well, he was kind of being rude, too.
He was not being... No, he was just saying, treat Ricky like royalty and you'll be good.
Oh, bitch, because that benefits you. Well, let's be clear.
Well, let's be clear. We know what this show's about.
I know it's about me.
No. You've been clearly misinformed by someone other than me. let me just
she's
look
got the
see.
Ego the size of this closet.
Let me check the Facebook page real quick. Why is my internet taking forever? Please log off, Roger.
Wow.
I want to say happy birthday to Timmy Sims. Today's his
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
There was a couple new listeners. I'm sorry if I don't get everybody, but there's another guy that lives in Las Vegas, named Ian.
Hi, Ian.
It's either Ian, or
Ian.
Ion.
Oh, is that like Zion? No. Like Lauryn Hill?
No.
Is that not why? No. No.
One of the best albums ever.
The only album she ever had.
No, well, she had I mean, three of, or four. I mean, one of the greatest albums I've ever heard. Like, I always have it.
Mm-hmm. But you know that she didn't write all of it.
No, just. I want to say hello to Ian. He is actually going back to like all the way to episode one and listening all the way back to five, whatever we're at, 23.
Oh, he's got the crying one.
The crying one's out there. You just have to find it.
Bitch, you don't.
Why do you insist on hearing ugly cry?
Because I want to hear your ugly cry.
No one wants to hear ugly cry.
I want to hear your fucking ugly cry. Maybe we should post that on Facebook and take a vote. Who want to hear Ricky ugly cry?
They've all heard ugly cry already. So I said Roger's nervous for his first show. Any words of wisdom on Facebook?
Right. So then Brady got a little rude.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No,
he's Brady, not even we love on. You, and you are you are handsome.
Well, thank you.
Not you.
Oh. So Mike Lawson says, tell him to bring no researched material to the table. Eat a lot during a recording and belch as often as possible, and he'll do fine.
What a burn. Right. What a burn. I have class. Maybe with the capital K, but I have class.
Frank says, good luck and don't fuck it up.
Overused.
James Major says, who's Roger?
Girl, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Timmy Sim says, who's Roger?
I mean, just fucking Rue.
Lou Santos, who is one of my good friends from Florida, he said, just imagine the audience in their underwear.
Wow.
Christina Hill, who is from Greetings from Nowhere podcast.
Hi, Greetings from Nowhere podcast.
You didn't even say it right.
Greetings?
You did a share word to like hyphenated word.
Greetings.
She says, as long as you two are able to have a conversation over coffee, the podcast will be no problem.
I love how you're like, it sounds like you're saying help. Help. You should look. I hope that he can record this one day and put it up on Facebook. FacePlace. You can see it. It looks like he's going to a fucking seizure.
Shayna says, look into Ricky Burton's eyes and realize you will never be more foul than him. And that's a compliment.
Oh, she don't know me. I could be pretty fat.
I don't know how to say this. I guess this is I don't know if he's a new listener or not. Yorgos Katsikaris. I'm
Greek?
Totally fucking that up. Oh, Greek guys are so hot. You want to look at this picture?
Sure. Maybe it's Greek or Slavic or something.
Oh, love it. Whoever's in the pictures, love both
of them. Oh, he is from here, I think, isn't he? From Chicago? I think so. He's really cute. I think he is Greek.
Oh, he is from Chicago.
Girl, I don't see this picture before. Okay. Crack-a-lacking on that picture.
So, I didn't know that was he was a Chicago listener. So
and I think he is. I think he is Greek. Either that or he's from Yugoslavia. Wait, is that the right word?
No, I think it's Bosnia Czech Republic.
That's like saying I'm Puerto Rican. No, really, I'm Mexican because it's convenient to say I'm Puerto Rican right now.
So he said, lots of lube, slow and breathe. I thought maybe he was one of your friends, but
no, I would like for him to be my friend. But
Timmy Sims additionally said,
oh Lord.
Hopefully he can put the foul back in Foul Monkeys.
Ooh, what a burn.
That's a snap.
That is a snap.
Joe in Dallas.
Okay. Oh, okay. My brother from Dallas. Mm-hmm.
As long as you stay one quip ahead of Ricky, you'll be fine. And don't look directly at his moose knuckle. If you do, you'll turn to pixie dust.
That explains what happened the last time I looked at your fucking moves knuckle.
You fell in love with me. Get hair bones.
Ew.
All right, so we're at the end. Do you feel like it's been like a long time? Like, it's been over an hour. How do you feel about that?
I'm fine.
Did you think it went by slow, fast?
No, I thought it went by really fast. I guess I hope you guys like me. Oh my God, I hope you really like me. Yeah. No. No. Yeah.
All right, so
I do have to say, well, your opinions really don't matter to me, right? At all. I have really low self esteem. It doesn't matter.
Even when you say something bad, he'll love it.
Exactly. I'm like, oh my god, he said I sucked really well.
I do suck well.
Exactly. Duh. This is the oldest book in the
what?
Okay.
I don't know. You're hysterical, lady. Stop it.
I know. I'm fucking funny.
All right. So give us a call at 863.
Oh, and by the way, one more thing before you
wrap it up.
I know. I'm wrap it up. Mm-hmm. His handlers are telling me to wrap it up. Don't compare me to anyone. I don't like to be compared.
Oh. So complain or just don't even talk to him. So, yeah. Yes. Compare him to every single pot host I've ever had. Which is way too many to count. Because no one hates me. Wait, everyone hates me.
You're right. I do have to bring the file back to this fucking show. God damn it.
So you can give us a call at 863-666-0377. We would love... Oh, wait. We have phone calls.
Okay. Look, right, y'all so need to get over it. Show. It's going to be a little bit longer because it's an introduction.
Oh, my God. And... They would have been so mad if I wouldn't have played these.
Oh, that's kind of bad. He's such a fuck up.
I am. All right, so you ready? We're gonna play. Oh, wait. I need to play. See, I'm not used to this. Brad always did.
Who?
Yeah. So let's go. We're gonna bring back a little bit of the cast for this song.
Well, that's right.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there.
Thank you, Waylon, for that wonderful song. So, all right. Okay, I'm on my iPad, so I'm trying to...
Thanks, Way Dog.
Work it like Way Dog.
I like it. Way Dog.
All right, so we have our first... voicemail. Looks like it's from RC Martinez.
Oh, he's got a sexy voice. I've heard him.
Hey there, fell monkeys and monkeys. This is RC from Wisconsin giving a call. I really hope you come out with a shoe soon because I really miss you, Ricky. I can't wait to get some of Ricky Burton up all in my ear. So anyway, I'll leave this message short, as I'm sure you have a bunch of messages.
Tons.
To all of your rabid fans.
Rabbit?
But I miss you so bad, and I cannot wait to hear you again, girl. Because I know you're going to be awesome, because you're always awesome. So... anyway, just wanted to call and show the love. And also, Squareton 2014. All right. Bye, girl. I love you.
RC, were you... I know you were high. You had to be high, I mean, right?
That was like fucking sky high, flying right. That kite.
He's awesome, though.
Girl, fly
thank
that
you for
kite.
Calling. You know, I have thousands of phone calls since the last show. Thousands. I don't know how I'm going to get through them. Almost as many calls as Big Fatty had from Kathy Bacon. You don't know who that is? You'll learn who that is soon. What do you think the podcast Big Fatty Online is?
I'm assuming that it's something similar to this.
What? No. I need more explanation.
It's probably just as foul,
mm-hmm.
if not more.
Okay, and who, what kind of person do you think does this? Like, Big Fatty Online, what does that make you automatically assume?
Someone who's fat. No offense. I'm sure it's like some twink. It's like...
close. Real close. All right, so...
No, is it like the rapper Big Dipper?
No. I saw them make a video at the beach. No. All right. You want to play the next message?
Sure.
Hey there, Ricky. Fell monkey. Apostrophe opened. S. Apostrophe closed. I just miss you so much. I hope you come out with the show soon because I'm running low. I'm feeding for an episode.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I could get the whole taking time off the holidays, but girl, it's February. So please come on the show. I want to hear your new host. I want to hear Ricky. But, you know, whatever, like, you always make it work. And you're pretty amazing, so I can't wait to hear it. I'm getting impatient. I'm fucking, you know.
I thought he was saying he was getting hard on.
What's it called? Renewing my pod, that app, pod, whatever it's called. That pod app every day, like hoping that I see a fell monkey episode. And
finally.
It's not there. And I don't know what else to do. I'm listening to fucking Go Big or Go Home. I'm listening to Auntie Vera whenever she puts her shows on time. I'm listening to fucking Big Fatty. But it's not the same, girl. You just need to, like, hook me up. Like, hook us up. So, anyway. Also, hashtag squirtin 2014. Love you, girl. I love you too. Hashtag provider. Bye.
Oh, he loves the provider.
I just have to say, I heart him. He is so funny and cute and fucking high.
No, real high. All right, we have another call. I think this is from Tom G. He's somewhere around Chicago, like within 2 hours. Not a suburb, right?
No.
What's if it's more than how long out of the city? It's like, how long would you say, like, Evanston is how long out of the city?
Like 30 minutes. So it's a suburb. Right. Yeah. So it would be another city.
Okay.
Yeah. So if he's like from, I would say probably like Skankakee. That's
oh my God, I hope he's not from there.
About an hour and a half, maybe. All I right, don't know.
So you ready for the next call?
Oh, sure. You have the translation, right?
Foul monkeys in Chicago. I know you bitches are tired of this cold ass weather. I am too. This is Tom G from the 2 hours away from you guys in Western Park, pure Iowa, in Chicago area. Hey, just calling.
Far.
Say hi. Love the show. Can't wait to come into Chicago and see you guys again. Got to go see the show performances. Loving the pictures. And babe, you guys rock. It's cold as hell. I'm sick of this weather. I don't want no more snow. My husband is having a hard time getting out of Midway to get on his flight, and I don't like that. But, miss you guys. I had a great time seeing you at Pride 48. I love the show.
Oh my God. I thought he said, at least he died. What?
What?
So, oh, I need more podcasts put out, and I love the fact you guys do it good, too, but I'm going nuts. I'm having cabin fever.
Honey, we are all.
It look good. Bahamas, baby. Look, you guys take care, and I will chat with you later. Keep podcasting. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for calling, as Big Fatty would say. Well, I hope this call. I hope this show, it gets you excited, and you still want to keep listening. I don't know why, but.
This is a part of the show calling. Where she wants some validation.
Yeah, I need some validation, which means you need to give us a call at 863-666-0377 because we need more phone calls and ask more, like, you know, we need to get Roger into the groove. So yes. We need to ask him inappropriate questions, make him inappropriately touch himself, want him to inappropriately touch you. So we have one more phone call. Are you ready?
Hello, fellow monkeys. This is Ed calling from It's All About Me podcast. I just want to say welcome back, big welcome back to to my Ricky Burton, I have missed you. It's when I heard that you're the Foul Monkeys coming back, I was like giddy. So your show should be coming out soon. When it does, I just want to be hopefully the first person to say welcome back. To your new co-host, Roger, I just want to say, yes, you have big shoes to fill with Waylon and Brad and all that, but I think you'll be awesome. They were awesome when they started, and they continue to be, and you will too. So you have nothing to worry about. You have a pro sitting across from you or beside you or on top of you, I don't know, to help you through everything in Ricky. So I just want to say welcome back, guys. I am so thrilled Foul Monkeys is back. I, of course, Foul Monkeys is, along with Father My Co-Pilot, two of the shows that I admire the most of all comedy shows that make my show seem so insignificant all the time. I love you guys. Have a great run. Bye.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Ed is awesome, and he's cute.
Oh,
and their show is good. Cute. You should listen. You should listen to their show.
Your homework.
Your homework.
Your homework.
I'm going to give you two podcasts that you have to listen to this week.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
And you have to report it back.
Yes, you have to.
So I'll give you two.
Like, give me a list of the ones that you would want me to listen to, so I know what to listen to.
All right, so I think we're done.
Are we done? Yeah, I just want to. I guess one last thing before we.
Yes.
Sign off is this will be my last show. Just kidding. Just kidding. Jokesies. Thanks for all the warm welcoming. I'm excited. Yeah.
That's it.
It was fun. I think it was fun. I hope you guys laughed. I hope you cried a little bit at how bad I am. Which is fine.
Yeah,
fine. And don't judge me.
Right.
It's not gonna be.
And then he calls me crying.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, he said I look fat. How can he see me?
He said I looked fat, but all he has heard me. He hasn't even seen me.
That's the worst.
Right. No, you sound fat.
Oh. And then it's a twig.
All right. So we'll be back next week.
Sure.
All right. This is Ricky.
This is Ratchet Roger.
And we're out of here.
Bye. Bye-bye.